Let's get to business. Kim Savage.
Thanks, Corin. Nga te mārie. Good morning. Coming up in today's program, questions to be answered by Immigration Review. Software developer hopes it can turn the tide, and we'll have the latest from the financial markets. The public is being asked to share its thoughts on how the immigration system can be redesigned to better serve the well-being of the country. The Productivity Commission's released its issues paper as part of its review of immigration policy settings, looking to improve the benefit to New Zealand's long-term growth. Among the factors it's asking the public to consider are how policy should attract high-skilled workers, should employers prioritise local talent over foreign staff, and how should the Treaty of Waitangi be reflected in a new immigration system. The Productivity Commission's Ganesh Nana says New Zealanders have an opportunity to answer some of the fundamental questions about what they want immigration to look like in the future.
What do you expect out of immigration? What is our objective, either individually or collectively, in terms of is it just because we need skills, or is it because we haven't got the infrastructure, or is it because our environment and our land use is so strained? It's the why that's most important, because then that gives us the opportunity to investigate and back up with evidence and data and see whereabouts we can settle.
And that was the Productivity Commission Chair Ganesh Nana there, who says that submissions will close on Christmas Eve. Utilities software developer Gentrack is looking to new leadership, a new image and a strategy revamp to lift its fortunes. The company, which has software used by energy, water and airport companies, has been through the wars recently, posting losses as customers pulled out of deals and COVID border closures hit airport traffic. What was once a stock at more than $7 3 years ago is now trading at less than a third of that. The relatively new chief executive, Gary Miles, who calls himself a tech-led executive, is leading a reset of the company, which he says has plenty going for it, including the clean tech sector or renewable energy.
Some of the largest players on the market, the incumbents, they need to transform into the cloud, to be agile, to do things differently, to become clean tech, across the business through and through at scale. And these are these are the biggest tailwinds we have pushing the business forward.
Gary Miles says Gentrack still has some financial headwinds in the form of old losses to counter, but its cash flow is strong and is growing. For a very quick look around the markets, let's go to Wall Street. US stocks ended the week sharply lower. The Dow and S&P 500 posting their worst weekly performances in months. Dow down 1.6%, the S&P 500 down 1.3%, and the NASDAQ down close to 1%. As for our top 50 index, held on to an 11-point gain in Friday's trading, and it starts the week at 12,552. The New Zealand dollar at 69.3 US and 92.7 Australian, 50.9 pence, 0.584 euro, 76.4 yen and 4.47 yuan. Brent crude oil at $73 a barrel. And I'll bring you more from the markets at 8:30.